This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I never studied psychology in depth when I was first starting my broadcast off. I just innately loved Americana. I was born and bred in it. And going to college and stuff, I saw how anti-American it was, how anti-white it was, trying to create race war, that I had to get politically involved. I've got all these hundreds of news stories, literally hundreds of news stories, incredible guests, but I can't get over the Republican National Committee, an ad saying, we're forming a coalition of strong women. And Trump's actually creating conduits into corporations to put women in charge of major things, stuff the Democrats talk about but don't ever do. And the Democrats say, you're not allowed to put that out, it misgendered. Someone might have seen the word woman who wasn't a woman, and that's like an N-word. That's beyond 1984. That's beyond anything I've ever heard of. So I've got 1,000 topics here to cover, but this, next they're going to say the color pink, that belongs to Democrats. So you just said it, carpe donctum. They've got to lose. They've got to be stood up to, because these people really are the closest thing to Mao Zedong or Hitler I've ever seen. I mean, this is next level what Facebook and Twitter and all them are doing. And I know Trump's letting them go on for a long time so that when we finally drop the hammer on them, it's very obvious to everybody. But I don't think we can wait that long. And I think a lot of folks are scared of big tech and are rolling over to it. I think this is one of Trump's biggest failures. And I'll go further than that. He did come out and say, okay, we're not going to do the expanded background checks now. I was wrong. Wouldn't have helped anybody. Well, he was playing politics there. I know the inside baseball. I've talked to people that have been in the meetings with him, where he tells them, don't worry, I'm going to do it at first. That'll take the heat off, and then we'll do nothing because we know it won't work. And he did it again. And I told people. People thought, Alex, you're letting him get the guns. And I said, no, he's playing them. But still, it's a dangerous game.
It is, and I really think that as much as I support him, and as much as I like to make videos about him, I do think that it's very important for him to get on this this issue and make a very strong stand on it, because I don't think that he is going to be able to do what he needs to do for 2020 if everyone's hands are tied behind their backs, all of the people that are trying to support him. Obviously, you know, just how many people have been already removed from the platform, yourself included, and they're only going to continue to add to that list. Meme creators and more personalities, the large social media followings of these people are already being cut down. Something that doesn't get talked about enough, I think, is all of the mid-level accounts that get scrubbed. The 5,000 to 20,000 follower accounts that just disappear on a daily basis, those are the ones that actually spread the message. You have these very large creators, and they spread messages, but it's all built off the backs of these mid-level accounts that are so so frequently retweeting and reading the content of these big guys. And that is how they are really destroying the message, is to attack the people that are actually the message carriers.
That's right. And let's go further. We take the great things Trump says and the great things that happen, and we take the Democrats lying and cheating and flip-flopping, and we put it together to show people in a very compelling way. And they can't beat us. The big corporate guys can't beat us. They're getting paid $10 million for an ad. You're just putting it together, you know, while you take care of your baby and your wife's at work. And they don't know how to counter that, so they just don't want to put your race car on the racetrack because you keep beating
right.
them. And Trump's like, well, I can still blast through all this. No, they're bullying Trump supporters everywhere. People need to go out and see the memes and meet other people online and know that we're not alone. that we're giving aid and comfort to Trump supporters. The globalists see that as treason. I want to come back and do five more minutes with you after this quick break with Carpe Donctum. He just launched MemeWorld.com, I guess the last week or so. It's already banned on Facebook, but you can share it for now, I guess, on instant message or via word of mouth. MemeWorld.com. MemeWorld.com. MemeWorld.com.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., I'm here live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. But don't forget, David Knight. The David Knight Show is hard-hitting, focused, incredibly researched, cerebral, but also very fast-moving, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Then, Owen Schroyer. And the War Room is fast-paced, hard-hitting, pure Americana. And I will announce in the next 5 or 6 days, two new shows launching that we'll be carrying. So get ready for that and so much more. Now, I've got Carpe Donctum here with me, one of the top meme makers in the world. Just met with the president extensively on a lot of important things. We have Mitch McConnell with people at his house saying, we're going to stab you, we're going to kill you. He puts out on his official campaign site that this is wrong and that Democrats should decry this. Facebook and Twitter leave it up and freeze his accounts and stand by it. Stand by it. Now, again, I've got hundreds of articles here, but I'm going to go back to this, and I'm going to ask listeners and viewers, how angry does it make you that the Republican National Committee put out an ad saying the Woman for Trump Coalition needs the support of strong women like you. Add your name. And all it is a bunch of happy women cheering. And they said, you have misgendered. You are not allowed to do that. This is on InfoWars.com. Facebook bans Trump ad for assuming gender identity. Even though it turns out the ad actually targeted women. But that doesn't matter. It targeted female accounts. The ad was bought fair and square. But just saying that, oh, you're a woman. Well, California passed a law that if you misgender somebody, you can go to jail. For what is it? 2 weeks? $1,000 fine? But let's pull back here. Let's pull back here. You think, oh, okay, that's cute. Let's just play along with some guy with an axe who comes in and attacks people. Other people get life in prison. He gets 6 years because somebody might have misgendered him. Think about how they're attacking the alphabet. They're attacking language, saying, oh, you can't hit a list of women on Facebook because maybe somebody's going to be offended that they saw an ad for a woman. That's like opening the newspaper and you see an ad for women's bras. You know, when I was like 6 years old, I was like, I don't know what it is, but I like it. You know, the National Geographics. The point is, oh my gosh, I'm offended. I saw a woman's ad for, say, women's tennis shoes. But that's how mentally ill the left is. But it's by design. They're projecting this on everybody. Where anything they want, they can then see the racism and the sexism, and then they can selectively take it down. If Hillary wants to make black jokes and say blacks all look alike, everybody giggles because she's anointed. If you do, you lose your job, which I don't think blacks all look alike. The point is, it doesn't matter. Some black guys look alike, some white guys look alike. It doesn't matter. The point is that this is projecting all of this to sabotage culture, and they want full control of culture. And so Carpe Donctum has reached, conservatively, with just one of his videos, 100 million people. He's probably reached a billion people. A lot of them over and over again, but a billion or more. I mean, I know when they banned us on YouTube, on our own five channels, we had 5 billion views. So that's 5 billion times people watched our information. And it's up there in the databanks, even though we've been purged off those platforms. But the magnitude now of it, 1999, you'd never imagine this, even in a science fiction book about a dystopia. You'd say, oh, they'll never have a dystopia where you can't send out an email or a text message or something saying strong women. Because someone might have seen it. Someone might have been hurt. This is such next level. And we're just here taking it like it's, oh, that's just the next level. And that's how tyranny works. They incrementally get you to take more and more and more of the poison until you just finally have just succumbed to the insanity. So there's a total method of this madness. What do you say, Carpe Donctum?
Well, what I was going to say was, isn't it 1984 that says the revolution will be over when the language is perfect? And isn't that just exactly what the left tries to do? They try to police language and make the wrong think go away so that they can create this society where no one is offended. And when they do that, they also remove all meaning from everything. That being said, I do have, before we run out of time, I have some homework for you. If you would like to join in the meme war, I need you to go in front of a green screen for about 5 minutes and do some spin arounds and do some and stuff like that, and do a bunch of things like that, and then send me the video so that I can just easily put that into lots of clips.
Oh, like the famous fidget spinner thing?
Yeah, well, just anything. Just be Alex Jones for like 5 minutes.
After us.
5 minutes of Alex Jones in front of a green screen would be a meme maker's dream.
Listen, you write it up. You've got my phone number. Text me my orders, oh great one. And whatever you want, you will have it post haste. But let me expand on that. You're right about 1984. George Orwell was a lead propagandist in the Office of Strategic Plans or Strategic Services. And he wrote in 1984, I know because he wrote essays before he died. He died a year after the book was published. That he was both O'Brien and Winston, because he'd done both things. I mean, an incredible guy. He was Imperial Secret Police in India, tortured, killed people, everything. He then, fought for the communists against Hitler in the Spanish Civil War. He was a major propagandist. And then he learned the communists were just as bad as the fascists and just wanted to dominate people and were just a satanic cult. So that book is really a confession of where England was going, the end of the family, all this. And they said they wanted to finally reduce language down to grunts so that no one could ever communicate and understand complexities, that up and down is up, and that they were being lied to. And so, yes, that went, so you wonder, why is it like 1984? Hillary said her favorite book is 1984 because for her it's an instruction manual.
Right. Exactly. And, what our media and what the left wants to do right now is to remove all context from anything. There's tons and tons of nuance to everything that someone on the left does, and there's absolutely no allowance for nuance on the right. Take you, for example. Anything that you say can only be interpreted in a negative way to the most extreme. And the way that they do that is just they combine words, they conflate ideas, they put one group of people into this giant category and then lump all of these evils and wrongs into that category so that every time that you speak, no one has to even listen to you because they know what you are. They know you.
They've been pre-programmed with stereotypes and knee-jerk reactions. I told the story earlier. You probably weren't listening. But one of my great crew members, 17 years here, his sister will not let his mother see the grandchildren because she's a Trump supporter and says whites need to be gotten. You know, whites are bad and China is good and going to defeat America. So liberals that's now insane. Think America's bad, China's good.
That's the only thing that you could describe that as is insane. And, you know, I've experienced that myself, maybe not to that extent, but I do have family members that are not very happy with me and haven't been happy with me since 2016. I'm not sure what happened in 2016, but something happened. That's the world that they've created. And, you know, I find it very funny that when you try to call out someone on the left for doing the exact thing that they are against, that they just throw it right back at you and they won't even listen.
Oh, yeah. There's a death of logic because they've decided they're the anointed ones. They've decided they're the elite. And they've decided you're bad. And so it's like somebody in a Nigerian scam. Once they get taken for the first amount of money, they stay in the scam like gamblers, thinking, no, it's going to pay off. And you tell your family, hey, it's a scam. They'll hate you after they get scammed three or four times and will never believe that the Nigerian prince ripped them off. There is no Nigerian prince. Hey, Carpe Donctum, we love you.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Listen to the engine moaning out his one-note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through.
Authoritarianism is not just a word, it's a system of slavery. And we are facing biblical level mark of the beast, total surveillance, total control by nightmare control freaks obsessed with hurting children, obsessed with destroying families, obsessed with undermining culture and civilization itself. As if they work for some off-world alien spirit that is sworn to destroy human life. And then you read the Bible and you say, they either predicted all of this because they were warned by another off-world entity, God, or they wrote all this as a self-fulfilling prophecy to actually build it. But then who told them to build this? Think about the mysteries of the universe, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I was a little late getting in here. I apologize. During that break, I run around like a chicken with my head cut off because we have joining us in studio Zach Voorhees, who's a very well-spoken, very focused, accomplished Google engineer. And we've had other big whistleblowers on. They say, no, this guy is the Ed Snowden leaker. This is the motherlode. In fact, I had my big, giant stack of the data dump, not all 2,000 pages, but about 1,000 pages, in a folder last week. Will you guys bring that into me? Thanks. And he's going to be with us for the next 2+ hours, as long as he wants to be here. If he wants to stay to the end, I'm hosting the fourth hour, so that'll be 2 hours and 40 minutes, roughly. And so he's waiting right out there. He's coming in here. And so after he gets his chance to spill his guts with what he wants to talk about, we're going to do something I love. Because I've learned with the callers, when we are on a specific issue, we get amazing calls. So it's going to be on big tech censorship, it's going to be on Google, and it's going to be on any questions you've got, how to stop it. But it's not going to be on China, it's not going to be on the U.S. economy. It's going to be on our ability to communicate in the 21st century and this technocracy that's swallowing up our lives. So we're going to open the phones up next hour, specifically for you to ask your questions, and I really appreciate him coming here and having this courage. So this is what InfoWars is all about. Now I'm going to stop right there. DrudgeReport.com is linked to this article on the left-hand side. Epstein's cellmate told there will be price to pay if he talks, begs to be transferred to another jail. The jail guards that were last with Epstein won't talk to the feds either. ex-cop Nicholas Tartaglione basically says they're about to kill him. This whole thing is so out in the open, so brazen, so crazy. That story's on the left-hand side of VoiceReport.com. And then there's this headline from Medium. We're posting it on InfoWars.com, written by Zach Voorhees. And I can't even think of the headline that's powerful enough. He's going to show you, and he does it in this article, how Google fixes the Clinton death count and other results. Let me tell you something. Most of the time I try to search an InfoWars or a Breitbart or a Daily Caller or a Gateway Pundit headline, it isn't even available. I mean, exact searches aren't available. And they go up to Congress and go, oh, we're not blocking anything. They're taking control of the whole world's information system. Now, there's a paradox here. The more important and powerful the broadcast and the more larger the audience is, the less I plug. And everybody knows in talk radio, you're able to find yourself with the plugs that you have during the live show. And so our biggest problem around here funding things is me. But I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that you've seen the ringer they put us through, the persecution, the attacks, all of it. And because of you, we're still here on air, and we're attempting to expand. And it's easy. I just haven't got paid this year. And I'm spending money I save. And that's okay. Because I'm going to run this thing all the way into the ground. It'll take a couple years to do it. I'd rather not do that. But I'm not up here telling you that just as some little statement. You've seen what they've done. We need to be in place in 2020. And we need to be here to fight back. But folks need to realize your word of mouth, spreading the word, is what overrides them. That's why they now want to control instant messages and emails. And don't want you to be able to tell people about Alex Jones or InfoWars or Trump recruiting women to the campaign. That's not allowed either. You see, it's going to be everything. It's outrageous. So it's really everybody's duty to spread the word about NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com and MemeWorld.com and anything they're trying to ban. Because they're really scared of carpe donctum, and to realize that it's so easy when you go sign up for AutoShip, you can cancel for free anytime, one click. You get 10% off additionally for the coffee, for the toothpaste, for the fish oil, for the Turbo Force, for the protein bars, for the things that you're going to want to reorder and lock in that discount. That way you don't forget. And every 15 days, every month, every 2 months, every 3 months, up to every 9 months, that's how far out AutoShip goes. Even stuff that sells out from time to time, when you go on AutoShip, it gets saved in the warehouse. So it never runs out. Now, if I make the decision in the next 6 months or so, maybe even sooner, whether I'm just going to sell out of all of our inventory and have plenty of money to run for another year or so, hit full power, and maybe even expand, like kind of burn out like a supernova, or whether I'm going to keep taking the money to order more product. And I mean, I'm right on the line right now. Like, it's we can really just, like, turn on our afterburners, go in, tack the Death Star, know we're not going to make it out, or we can hopefully get in, get more fuel, attack Death Star, blow it up, and still get away. But whatever, we're going in on the attack run, okay? I'm going to use that allegory. Are you kidding? I'm foaming at the mouth to get this done. So I got a big old you-know-what for the New World Order. A raging you-know-what. It ain't a nice one either. I'm going to get my hands around their neck. And I've already tasted so much of their blood, man. I mean, I'm in a shark frenzy right now. So don't feel sorry for me. I'm not a victim. My God, I'm blessed. But I want you to support us. So when my political fist smashes into their teeth, I just drive all the way right through them. You understand? And it's literally like the allegory. I'm not saying I'm a god. I'm not even – it's an allegory. When you stop believing in the Greek gods, they die. They go away. They fade away. Well, that's an allegory for life. When you believe in an idea, when you believe in something, it gives it power, gives yourself power. When you give up, you have nothing. So America's not perfect, but I love the flag, and I love America, and it's been great compared to other places, and so we need to believe in it and love it. It's the same thing for InfoWars. So World Awakens Mega Sale, 50-60% off of all the top-selling products. This supercell has to end because a lot of the stuff's selling out. We've already had to cut back the sale. Ultimate Krill Oil, Brain Force Plus, Knockout Body, Turbo Force, plus lots of other deals. InfoWarsStore.com. Please take action, and it will change the world. If you don't, Hillary thanks you. Seriously. We'll be back with the Big Whistleblower in studio. I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globe. Let's not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
We see the earth now.
JasonFirepowerNews.com. We are in Portland, Oregon. Antifa is already at the park. They've blocked off a lot of entries to the city. Stay tuned. You're going to see this and a lot more. You're hoping for hate? Is that what this means? What does it mean? Why not? Don't you want to get your message out? Yeah, that's what we're all here. We're all here peacefully. What is your message then? Silent, peaceful protest. What are you protesting? Okay. Where's the hate?
You brought that to our
city. I brought hate to your city, so you're calling me hateful. How am I hateful? I mean, you're protesting. I want to know how I'm hateful. I mean, you're saying a lot by holding your signs here. So I just want to make sure I understand. You're saying that you're going against hate. You have this shirt on that says resist. What exactly are you resisting? Because we love this country. We love America. Everyone should have their freedoms. You were born in Africa. Do you hate this country? Do you hate this country?
I don't represent the country.
Then why don't you go back? If you don't represent this country, you don't like this country, you can go back. If you don't like this country, you can go back. No one's keeping you here. No one can keep you here. Let me ask you a question. Africa, you represent America. Then why don't you go back then? Why don't you go back? What's keeping you here? What's keeping you here? What's keeping you here? What is keeping you here? What's keeping you here? Your people are here. People like me. You don't even know the history. There it is. You don't know the history. You don't know the history. You don't know the history. Do you hear yourself? You don't even hear yourself. One question. During slavery, who owned the homes for the Underground Railroad? Wait a minute. We'll get to that. Answer my question. See, he won't even answer it. It's a simple question. Who owned the homes to the Underground Railroad? During the Civil War, who owned the deeds to the houses for the Underground Railroad? It was white people. Okay. See, when you think about it, then you'll know.
And when I think about it, I see kids out here rolling around playing this shit. And I see other people wearing bulletproof.
What about them over there? What about them over there, Antifa? Well, seriously? Will you denounce Antifa?
What?
Will you denounce Antifa? There it is. Do you think it's possible that you've been deceived? Is it possible? I'm just asking, is it possible?
It is possible that literally everybody on this planet has been deceived. It is possible that this planet has literally just started this second with everything behind us. There's no way you'd be able to disprove that. So, of course, yes, I could be a deceived.
Are you talking about what you have been deceived? Do you know?
What?
Never mind.
Exactly.
It's above your head. We are here to show our support for America and to say, stop domestic terrorism. Stop domestic terrorism. Antifa, the Democrats, they have been terrorizing people far too long.
Do you think my presence as a brown gay man scares them?
Not at all.
Not at all. Not at all. Not at zero. If you've been told otherwise, they lied to you. So I'm trying to just ask them exactly what hate is it that they're referring to, because I'm just kind of curious. Would you please just at least tell me what the hate is? Any comments? Any comments on what the hate is? Because it looks like an Obama symbol to me. And Obama, as far as black people, represents complete, total hate in this country. Because Obama was really one to really help destroy the black community in this nation. Let's get back to your sign here. You're saying the alt-right caused Heather
yes.
to die?
Yes.
when she wasn't invited.
Why are you fixated on the who's invited?
Because you're blaming someone for something that they weren't involved in.
So in your example, okay, in your example of the, I don't remember this particular one, but let's say there's a Muslim attack with a
truck. In New York.
I don't remember the New York one. I remember other ones, so whatever.
There's been multiple ones.
Yeah, there's been multiple ones in other countries.
There's been multiple ones.
Let's go with New York.
But New York, there was one in the Muslim ran people down the Home Depot truck. Americans.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it was Americans' fault that it took place, what you're saying.
Wait, that is not the equivalent at all. So you are saying that the people in the who he hit are at fault because that's the other higher equivalent.
No. You're saying that the people in New York that happened to be around that area that didn't die is their fault for being in New York.
People who are promoting the same ideology as him.
How is it their fault, though? Right. It's still not their fault.
The driver has the biggest amount of fault, of course.
Just like the gun. It's not the law-abiding citizen's fault for an idiot going out and shooting someone with a gun. It's not even the gun's fault. It's the idiot with the gun. Right. Well, I mean, it's common sense. Antifa does not stop if Wheeler and the rest of these Democrats do not denounce Antifa. You got to know that the American
question
people
for the control
are
room. Do you have a copy of the leaks available so that when I start talking about them, you guys are going to be able to just pull it up on the main screen?
Absolutely. We'll do that. We're live on air. This is very exciting. This is not scripted CNN, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting worldwide. And when we come back from break in a few minutes, we're going to kick off here. We were getting some computers hooked up and getting some documents loaded into the computers so that we can do this presentation that's going to go well into the fourth hour today. Again, I am Alex Jones, your host. We're going to come back with our guest in the next segment. We're going to be talking to a major Google whistleblower here in studio. And obviously, if we don't expose what big tech is doing and we don't expose how they've been lying to Congress, and if we don't bring all this out, we're going to lose this country. And President Trump is very, very, very close to taking action against big tech. And we need to have major public pressure on what Trump should do. So we're having a big open discussion about this, something that big tech has been working around the clock to try to stop. So if you go to Infowars.com, we'll put that on screen for TV viewers, the article I was just talking to you guys a few minutes about. Google Insider exposes how search results are rigged by tech giant. Whistleblower Zachary Voorhees is live in studio with Alex Jones to take your questions. So, and I'm going to do this with the next guest. I really wanted Jada Franson on for a month. We couldn't get her, but now she's able to come on. But this is so important. We're going to clear the decks, and we apologize to her at jadafranson.online. We're just going to move that on because we're getting started a little bit later today. But when we come back, we're launching straight into this. And this whistleblower that came here, his colleagues are calling him the Ed Snowden of big tech whistleblowers. This is huge. He's put out the big data dump. This is incredibly important. And this could stop the globalists dead in their tracks. We're dealing with the whole future of humanity right now. So that live feed's at Infowars.com. Please spread that.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We are joined here in studio by Zach Voorhees, Perpetual Maniac on Twitter, and I'm not going to even try to go over his whole bio here. You've been on a couple times with us. Google is battling to suppress this information. You're a major engineer that has released what they call the Ed Snowden-level dump on big tech and their massive censorship. You've written a new article for Medium.com that details when they're rigging search results and when they aren't and how it's being done. So thanks for being here.
Thank you very much, Alex Jones. It's a pleasure being on your show today.
It's a pleasure to have you, Zach. Get into whatever you want, because I really want to let you talk about the world, why you did this, where you see this going, what you think about the integrity of the elections, what you think about all the new censorship coming out and happening. Now they're not even letting Trump send out things saying, we want to recruit strong women like you. They say that's a triggering word because maybe a person that isn't a woman sees the name woman. This is beyond mental illness. This is a plan to kill the language. And what you think Trump should do, because Trump is listening, and so is Congress, and when they bans the leader of the Senate from being on Twitter, I think they're really starting to understand that big tech is really in a power mat.
Yeah, you know, they are trying to sculpt the information landscape, and they've been telling us, you know, in congressional testimony that they don't have any political bias. And at this point, the political bias is so strong that they're not fooling anyone. I mean, they banned the Facebook ad for Women for Trump because they're assuming the audience's gender. Like, what kind of clown world is this that this sort of thing is allowed to happen? And so, you know, Google's been involved in election meddling for a while now. And this is something that I discovered as an insider working for the company. And so I decided that I was going to take the documents that were publicly available to the internal network and capture them and dox Google to the world so that people could really understand what was really going on at Google.
And again, recap what you released, how you decided to do it, what it details.
Yeah. So let's go back to like 2016. Donald Trump got elected, and the corporate culture of Google like radically changed. It did a 180 degree like change, and they went from like everyone should be able to express yourself to there's a bunch of fake news, and we need to start censoring that because that is unduly influencing people. And also, they believe that Russia hacked the election. And so the executives didn't really see the opposing evidence that the Russians didn't hack the election, that it was actually an insider that leaked this information. And so we thought that, I thought that maybe this information would eventually reach them, but it didn't. They sort of like doubled down, and they kept on doubling down. And so, a bunch of things started happening within the company. A bunch of documents started being released, and they started to create this design for this censorship program called Machine Learning Fairness. And so when I disclosed this information, I did it through Project Veritas, which is an amazing journalist outlet. They do undercover work. And I gave the documents to them. They did a sting operation on one of the executives, Jen Janai. And Jen Janai admitted to the undercover that only Google could prevent the next Trump situation in 2020. And so with that, once they had that undercover video, I decided to come out anonymously and give my perspective on what the company culture was like. Google then targeted me and ended up swatting me at my house and sending bomb squad people because they called in a wellness check. And at that point, I realized that my life was in danger. This wasn't going to go away, and that the only way to disclose the crimes of this company was to unveil myself, come out publicly, release all the documents that I had so that people could find out the truth. So that's the story on how this sort of unfolded. It's the short version.
And now they've been caught red-handed, and so Twitter again bans the Senate leader, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who just simply linked to video of people coming to his house saying, "We're going to kill you," but left the accounts up that he was linking to on Twitter. And then now, like you said, Facebook, I want to put this on screen in color if we can for TV viewers. Facebook bans Trump campaign ad. This is today for assuming gender identity. And it's the exact same ads Hillary put out. The Women for Trump Coalition needs the support of strong women like you. They said, well, maybe someone who's not a woman sees this. Well, yeah, like thumbing through a magazine, you see ads for weddings. Maybe you're not getting married. The idea with this San Francisco culture seems to be what it is, projected through big tech, that they can ban anything they want if someone's offended. It's like a new language. It's like a virus. What would you call this, where a group of women supporting Trump hurts people that aren't women? It's like saying the word mother and father is bad. They really mean to impose this total war on language.
Right. And this is something that George Orwell talked about in his book 1984, and what he predicted was that the totalitarians would be able to seize control of society through linguistical hacking. And so he had this word called doublespeak, and
doublethink, doublespeak,
and this
crime stop.
Yeah,
if you have a logical thought, you got to kill that.
You got to kill that. You got to suppress it. And so What these totalitarians are doing is that they're attacking us at the language level. And the thing is that if they can change the definition of words so that they don't mean what they used to, then you have to actually understand their parallel definition of all the words in order to make sense of what they're saying.
So it's a coded priesthood. I mean, I'm just like gangs use codes.
Yeah.
This is like a military. It uses scrambled communications.
Right. It's weaponized propaganda that is being pushed. And the thing is that it's not just one media outlet. It's a whole bunch of establishment players.
Oh, they've all linked up.
Yeah.
They're all banning Twitter, Facebook, MemeWorld.com in live time.
Yes, they are. And the reason why they're doing this is because contradictions to the narrative are very damaging. And this was proved in a study in the 1960s called the Ash Experiment, in which there was a volunteer that was a research person, and he goes in and he sees a classroom with like seven other what he thinks are volunteers, but they're actually actors. And so there is an instructor that goes onto the chalkboard and writes one line, and then he writes another line. He's like, which line is larger? And all the actors give the wrong answer. Well, guess what? The volunteer's answer is
the wrong one.
He also gets the wrong one, so he falls in line. Now, here's the thing that's really crazy about this experiment. If one of the actors gives the right answer, then this consensus effect is broken. Okay? And so in order for these totalitarians to be able to seize control of a society, they need to have a total lockdown on the information landscape. And so people like you, Alex Jones, that come here and, you know, contradict the narratives of these establishment players, that breaks the consensus effect. Because people try to, you know, they start researching what you say, and a lot of the things that you say are actually true, and that's devastating for these totalitarians. They don't want true information to be coming out, and so they've made a concerted effort to be able to block information that contradicts their establishment narrative.
I want to go back to this study, because I'd read about that a few times. I've never seen the video. If you're a TV viewer, radio listeners, you can go to Infowars.com/show. We'll post this archive later today. I'd never seen the footage. I didn't know there was footage of where clearly these are lines that anyone can look at, vertical lines. I mean, you know, it's one thing if it's horizontal. Some people aren't good at that. These are clear vertical lines that any idiot could see which one is the tallest. It's number two. But if everybody else says the other line, then the people via peer pressure go with it. I guess that's the follower instinct. But isn't it what leadership is to do the right thing even when the mass isn't for you?
Right. You know, a sign of a good leader is one that has an allegiance to truth, you know, and honesty. And so... But those leaderships pose a threat to the establishment, and so they need to be demonized, need to be slandered by these giants.
And isn't that the essence of a successful civilization, is allegiance to truth?
Yes, absolutely. Every society that has had allegiance to truth has been one that's been strong. And every society that's fallen towards Marxism or fallen into Marxism has established first this political correctness and this control over speech. And this happened in Russia. This happened in China.
Look how smart this Google engineer is. Imagine they got a lot of other smart ones working for the bad guys. That's scary.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you brought this up, because then you've got the Milner experiments and all the others, where they get the majority of people that are actors to say, hey, let's electrocute this student to death. Most people will do it. Yes, most people under peer pressure will act like Nazis for real. Real nuts.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.